the planet is going through changes. We had Dr. Roger Lehr, and I have a completely two totally different worldviews. And we interviewed Dr. Roger Lehr again for Watchers 2. And Lehr comes on and he just goes, you know, the climate's changing, the animals are dying, the governments are changing, the earth is changing. There's signs that, I mean, we all can see that something is going on. And the question is it business as usual or something more? And we'll see what the camping thing does is it muckies the water, obfuscates what really is happening. I mean, this planet is going through all sorts of bizarre changes. The solar flares, Comet Elenine, Planet X, all signs in the heavens, right? The eccentricity of the lunar surface. Some people believe that it shifted during the lunar eclipse, during the winter solstice. Then we've got the magnetic pole shifting 40 miles and on and on and on it goes. The Mississippi River flooding, the flooding in Australia.
Real catastrophes.
Catastrophes. And see, these are, in my opinion, these are signs of the birth pangs. Okay, but we're not in it yet. You know, we're not in it by a long shot. I don't know how long it's going to go. I'm certainly not a date setter. But I'm looking at this stuff and kind of going, you know, I'm 60 years old. I've been studying this stuff for 30 years. And in my opinion, it's not business as usual. But I guarantee that May 21st will happen and nothing will happen. Business will go on. People will continue. And see, the thing is, then people will just laugh at this stuff and forget about it. Ah, it's just a bunch of hooey. And that's the real problem I have, because those of us who are trying to send a signal and just go, hey, look, these ancient prophecies seem to be right, and they've so far, when we go back and we look at all these prophecies and we stack them all up, yeah, there's a lot of them have been fulfilled. Many of them have not been. And it begs the question, is there a supernatural? Are there other forces that we don't see outside this space-time domain that somehow affect us? And the short answer to that, in my opinion, is a resounding yes. But see, camping obfuscates all this with this crazy sensationalism, and it, what it does, it's a great distraction. It's kind of like Britney Spears, meanwhile, you know, shaves her head or whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, something of real importance is going on in another part of the world, but everybody's looking at Britney. And that's what this is to me. It's just a total distraction.
Now, what about the people, though, who actually believe this? Like the guy I had on, whose name was Guy, by the way. These folks actually think they're going to be taken. I you know, some of them may be delusional, but deep down inside, they are true believers, and they think they're gone. What's going to happen to them, L.A., when they wake up, and tomorrow, throughout the day, they're not gone?
Well, in 1843, there's a guy named Miller. He had a sect, very much like camping sects. Same type of thing. They were called the Millerites, and this guy predicted the end of the world. Same thing, lots of calculations, and everybody was just the whole idea of he's returning, and all this crazy, you know, fervent fever, and you know, and nothing happened, and people are completely disillusioned by that. There was a book in 1988 that said 88 reasons why the rapture will happen in 1988. Well, obviously, it didn't. And a lot of people were disillusioned by that, and some people just go, "Ah, this is just a bunch of hooey." And see, to me, it really destroys, or it can destroy, a lot of good people. And unfortunately, they've been taught the wrong things. Here's, you know, I'm asked this question all the time, George, because there are basically three camps in Christendom regarding the rapture: there's pre, mid, and post tribulation. And everybody argues, and everybody, you know, it's pre, it's post, it's mid. You know, and they'll go on forever. And people always ask me, and I go, you know, what are you, L.A.? And I say, well, I'm a pan-tribulationist. So I'll pan out in the end. And then I give them this little anecdotal story. And this is what we should be doing, and this is what we should be focusing on. It's a real quick story. It's this. It's a minute left in the football game. We're on the 20-yard line of the opposing team, okay? A minute left. We're down by 3 points.
Hold on. Let me give you the crowd sounds.
Go. We can do this. We can do this. Okay, thanks for the crowd. We can do this. We're bruised, sweaty, dirty, battered. We get back into the huddle. We're excited. We're on the 20-yard line. We got, you know, it's a minute left. Wow, we can win the game. And we look at the captain waiting for the play, and this is what he says. Man, I can't wait till the game's over because I'm going out with the head cheerleader, and we're going to get a burger and a movie. And we go, what?
Yeah.
And that's what this does. There's so much that's going on this planet. I mean, look at the Middle East. It's imploding, for crying out loud. Who would have ever guessed a year ago that we'd be seeing the Arab Spring? Who would have ever realized the 9.0 earthquake? And, of course, now we find out, oh, guess what? Fukushima melted down in the first 16 hours. That's Chernobyl, folks. What about the Christchurch earthquake, devastating. What about the Mississippi, which is happening now? You see, this is the deal. Mississippi River is almost at record flood levels. And what are we talking about? Harold camping. I mean, it's just like it's almost like deliberate obfuscation. There's so much going on. The planet is seething. Stuff is going on. And frankly, and this is where I'm coming from, I believe that some of this stuff is caused supernaturally. Now, I'm not saying every tornado or storm or anything else, but the book I'm working on, The Cosmic Chess Match, gets into this thing. There are two camps. They've been warring, literally, for millennia. We don't know how long, but millennia. And this thing is about to spill onto this planet at some point.
I think so, too. I went into my favorite little Greek restaurant today in Los Angeles, the Great Greek, and I got hit by all the employees tonight. When I went in there, all of them, they said, are we going to be taken? Is it over? And I looked at all of them and said, none of you will be taken. You'll all be left behind. I'm going, but you won't. And they all started laughing. But I can't believe how many people know about this. It's everywhere, Lynn.
It is. It's really gotten legs. And it really annoys me. And thank you, by the way, for having me on the program.
My pleasure.
Again, it's like, you know, we made Watchers 2. To show people, and it's not, you know, we're not preaching or hitting anybody over the head or anything else. We're just laying out the facts. Chuck Missler comes on. I know he was your guest.
He was on last night.
Last night, exactly. Stan Deo comes on. Dr. Roger Lear, Rabbi Perry, Los Angeles rabbi. It's a mixed bag. Marshall Masters comes on. Everyone, you know, we just ask a bunch of questions. We talk about the Jerusalem UFO, the floods, the bird die off, the fish die off. All the stuff we've talked about in just a few minutes I've been on, that's what the DVD gets to. And it's like the whole point of it is to wake people up and go, okay, is it business as usual or is it something more? And if it's something more, what are we looking at and where may we be headed? And it does it in a very methodical way. It just lays it all out. Here it is. And you, the viewer, you decide, is it business as usual or are these, in fact, the birth pangs that ancient prophecies predict will happen towards the last days?